Well, Nick, we're back at it again, and it's right around the corner. Matter of fact, it's only a few days away for the 10th, I think?
Yes. My calculations is the 10th year, though there might be some discrepancy, but I'm pretty sure that Bill Donabedian and I and 3CDC started this in 2008.
And it's coming up this Thursday.
This Thursday, we kick it off, May 4th.
We're talking, of course, about Salsa on the Square. As Nick Rodina just said, it's the 10th year for it. For those who aren't familiar, a little background information, how did you start it? We know when you started it. Mm-hmm. And what takes place on Thursday nights on the Square?
Long story short, I'm a musician, and I was playing with the band Tropicoso at the Mad Frog Monday nights way back in the day. And a good friend of mine, Bill Donabedian, came out on a Thursday night. And at the time, Bill was working for 3CDC, managing the whole Fountain Square redo. And he came to me asking me if I would put together some sort of concept for a salsa night. And long story short, that's what I did. I named it Salsa on the Square. And basically, we feature as many local acts as possible, live Latin band. And on the breaks, we feature a big, fun dance class. And that's the formula. And it's worked all these years. And it's tons of fun.
Not really worked. It's grown like crazy.
You're right. Yeah,
it has grown like crazy.
It really has.
Let me ask you, what is your favorite aspect of it?
I think it's watching.
People watching?
Yeah. I mean, as a musician, I'm always looking at the audience. And with Salsa on the Square, I think it's, I've said this so many times before, it's this perfect scenario of outside, free, all ages, tons of fun, consistent summertime. And it's Latin music and dancing. And all those things have just come together in a way that I've never seen before within the Latin scene here in Cincinnati. And the Latin scene in Cincinnati is, there's a lot of heritage here with Latin music, believe it or not, but it seemed like it's been quite a bit underground all these years. Mm-hmm. And I've played a gazillion gigs inside. And for whatever reason, this outdoor thing really works. So I really enjoy watching the crowd, the smiling faces, the kids having a great time. It's just a ton of fun.
What do you hear from people?
We love it. Mm-hmm. Can you do it more often? You know, we, 3CDC, we try to do as many as possible. Salsa on the Square, I think, is the longest running series in the summertime, meaning we kick off earlier than the official PNC summer series starts, mm-hmm. and then we extend it. So it's 22 weeks. So it's early May through the end of September.
Yeah, it goes through September.
Yeah.
Not Labor Day, but the end of the month.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it all starts this Thursday night. What time do you get going on Thursdays?
7 o'clock is when it starts. 7 to 10 o'clock. We'll feature the band starts at 7. They'll play a set dance break with great dance instructors. We've got all the usual favorites. Dinah Hoffman will be kicking off this season. Cuban Salsa Cincinnati, Salseres, Salsa Underground, Salsa Natty, Bembe Cincinnati, Reveal Your Love. Tons of really, really great. This is all local dance instructors.
What about the bands? Who do you have?
So all the favorites, as usual, Tropicoso, these are local acts. Tropicoso, Son del Caribe, Candela, Latin Beat Project, Grupo Tumbao from Indianapolis. And we also have a couple of special new people to the scene this year. There's a band from Chicago that I brought here last year for a special Saturday night called Afincao. Also, here in Cincinnati, we've got two Cuban sisters that are kind of all over the place now playing music, and it's really, really fun. The Amador sisters, they'll be here.
They play instruments?
They play instruments, yep. Cuban trace and a violin and singing. It's tons of fun. New group that my buddy Oscar's put together called La Formula will be here. And my little group called Zumba, I bring back once a year and we'll be performing also. So you'll see me down there playing with a bunch of these different acts.
Hot stuff.
Yep. I'm really happy this year that we have our sponsors on board that have been sponsoring Salsa on the Square for a long time and really make this whole thing possible. Of course, Procter & Gamble, Kroger, and Metro PCS. You know, this is an event that, you know, is created and produced by 3CDC, and the whole summer series is sponsored by PNC. It's the PNC Summer Series.
So glad to have you back again. Salsa on the Square kicks in this Thursday evening at
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Fountain Square. Nick Rodina, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.